When you're in an unaligned and toxic job, the desire to escape can be really strong. But there are specific things that you need to know before you actually leave your toxic and unaligned job. And in this episode, I'm breaking down 6 things you need to know before you leave that job that you hate. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. Today, I'm going to be sharing exactly what you need to know before you leave your toxic job. So I have 6 specific things that I want to break down. And before we even start, I think it's important to recognize, what do I mean when I say toxic job? Because it can look different, right? If we look in the research, there are actually some very specific criteria or parameter for a workplace to be considered toxic. Things like feeling isolated, feeling othered, feeling unvalued, feeling disrespected, feeling unseen, having terrible management. Those are all things that have been shown to make a workplace feel toxic. And sometimes it might even just be that the environment isn't toxic, but the work is unfulfilling, meaning that it's unaligned, right? So when you are doing work that is not aligned with who you are, you wake up daily feeling really crappy, feeling like you're not enjoying what you're doing, like you're not living on purpose, like you're not making a difference in the world. And over time, that can really start to eat at your confidence, eat at your self-esteem. It can really cause you to start doubting yourself and the value that you have to add to the world. And what I've seen happen is, sometimes when you reach a breaking point, maybe it might be the first time you realize it, or maybe you've been unhappy for years. And one day you wake up and you just realize, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm unhappy and I don't want to be unhappy. What usually happens is then you just start job searching. This is what I've seen happen with most women, is you're trying to leave your job from a place of desperation. You're so unhappy that you just start job searching because you're trying to find a way out. And when you do that, what can happen is you get into a new job and you find out that you hate it just as much as the job you're doing now, right? When you leave without pausing to really analyze the move you're about to make and if it's the right move, it can cause you to end up in these cycles of jobs that are unfulfilling, that are unaligned, that make you feel miserable. And so today I want to break down the specific things that you actually need to know before you leave a job that either feels toxic or unaligned. And so I have 6 things that I'm going to share with you all. If you're not taking notes, get somewhere where you can take notes, pull out a notepad. If you're listening to the replay on the podcast, maybe take some notes on your phone. But I think that these are going to be some things that you're going to definitely want to take note of and remember. So let's go ahead and jump right in. The very first thing that you need to know before you leave that toxic or unaligned job are your limiting beliefs. What are the beliefs you have about yourself, about the world of work, about what's possible for you at work that are not serving you to reach your goals? What do you believe about your skill set, about what's possible for work, about different industries? What do you believe, and how are those beliefs either keeping you or propelling you towards your career goals? So when we think about belief system, these are pretty much stories that we develop over time. Okay, our belief system developed based on things like our life experiences, based on messages people have told us, based on our thought patterns. And over time, we just start to take these things that we've heard, either directly or indirectly, and we start to accept them as foundational truths. We start to accept them often as fact without evidence to say that they are actually fact, right? Like without any proof that this is actually a fact. We start to just assume that these belief systems are true, and we often don't pause to check and ask ourselves, what exactly do I believe? And is that belief getting me closer to or away from my career goals? Because oftentimes what we don't realize is that our beliefs actually drive all the actions that we take in our lives, period, not just your career. What you believe, your thought process drives the emotions that you feel, and those emotions then drive the actions that you take. So let me make this concrete. If you are someone who has told yourself over and over that you can't get a specific promotion or a specific type of job, every time you think about that job, you are likely to feel trepidation. You're likely to feel lack of confidence. You're likely to feel maybe even a high level of anxiety about that role because the story you're telling yourself is, this is not for me. And so then when you feel all these emotions, what tends to happen is then they keep you from making the move. They keep you from applying for the promotion. They keep you from asking your manager what you need to do to get the promotion. They keep you from pretty much taking the action that you need to take to make that thing a reality. Our beliefs are super powerful. Our beliefs drive pretty much everything that we do. And so when you are in a job that is unaligned, before you make a move, it's important that you've asked yourself, do I have beliefs that are limiting? Meaning beliefs that might be keeping me from reaching fulfillment in my career. I think of clients I've worked with in the past, and some things that kept them from seeking help ahead of time was beliefs like, I don't have the skills to do anything anywhere else. I don't have the ability to do anything else because all I've done is this job for years. I'm going to make less money if I go do something else. I'm going to have to get another degree to go do something else. Or I'm just going to wait for it to be the right time. I don't think now is the right time for me to make this move. These are usually, I've heard all of these at some point or the other. And more often than not, they have been beliefs that have not been backed with any kind of fact or evidence. They're just stories that you've told yourself that at some point you accepted as the truth, and they started driving your actions. They kept you in that job for too long. Or if we think about it, if you're at that position where you're trying to move, they will cause you to then only look for roles that maybe are similar to what you're doing, meaning you have a high chance of ending up unhappy in that role that you're doing again. So it's important that you first ask yourself, what do I believe about what's possible for me in the world of work? And are those beliefs getting me closer to or further away from my goals? Because when a belief keeps you from your goals, then it's a limiting belief. It is limiting you from reaching what you desire for yourself and your career. Beliefs that propel us towards our goals are liberating beliefs. And I'm spending a little more time on this point because the research is clear. Okay, your body, your brain, your organs, everything that is you knows what you think. Our bodies are listening to what we tell ourselves. Your brain is listening to what you tell yourself. Our brain hates cognitive dissonance. So cognitive dissonance is when the things you think and the things you do are not in sync. They're out of alignment. Your brain hates that. So if you're telling yourself certain things like, this is the only type of job I can ever do, or there's no other job out there for me that's going to be better than this one, or I'm never going to make more money doing something else, your brain is going to be like, I bet. Let's just stay here. Because nothing else is possible for us, right? Like your brain is going to accept that as fact, as truth. And so it's important that you first and foremost check yourself, ask yourself, what do I believe is available to me? What do I believe is possible for me? What do I believe I am capable of as it relates to my career? You absolutely must get clear about any limiting beliefs that you have before you try to leave that job so that you can take action to ameliorate those beliefs, right? To change those beliefs to liberating beliefs. So that's the first thing you need to know before you leave an unaligned job. The second thing you need to know before you leave an unaligned job is what you don't like now. As you think about that job you're in right now, what don't you like about your job? Is it the manager? Is it the relationships? Is it your actual work tasks daily? Is it the compensation? Is it the commute? What don't you like about your job? Because like I said at the beginning, what often happens is we just wake up and we're like, oh, you know what? I don't like this job. I'm going to go on LinkedIn. I'm going to start scrolling to find a different job. And then we find a different job. We get in that job 3 months in. Shoot, 3 weeks in, we're like, I don't like this job either. Like, I don't want to be here. I hate this job. And what happened was because you didn't stop to ask yourself what exactly you don't like about what you're doing, you increase the chances of you ending up in a job that was similar to what you're doing right now that you don't like. You increase the chances of you ending up in what I call this dissatisfying career cycle, where you keep bouncing from job to job to job, and each one is either as or more miserable than the other. And you're asking yourself, why am I so unhappy? Like, I thought I did all the right things. I looked for a new job. I looked on LinkedIn. I read the description. I did research on the company. But here I am and I'm unhappy again. And it's because you didn't really stop to ask yourself the specifics of what it is that is making you unhappy about your job now. And the reason why it's so important to understand those specifics is that it helps you better audit a company before you go into that new role. Right? It helps you check and ask yourself, okay, what is this role that I'm going into? Is it, for example, if you know that what you don't like right now is your manager, when you're interviewing in a new role, you can ask them about management styles. If you know that what you don't like right now are the work tasks, you can clarify, okay, what work tasks do I actually want to be doing? And when you read the job description or when you go in an interview, you can get clarity about the work tasks you will actually be engaging in to make sure they don't catfish you. Because companies be catfishing people out here. And so it's important that you ask yourself, what don't I like about my job now? Is it the whole company as a whole, right? Is it the company, the environment, the culture? Is it the specific job? Is it the department? Is it the manager? Is it my colleagues maybe? Is it the pace of the work? Maybe the job is like just too fast for how you like to move in the world. You have to get clarity about that before you leave and go somewhere else so you know how to identify what to avoid and what to look for. The third thing that you need to know before you leave your unaligned job are your non-negotiable values. You absolutely have to clarify your non-negotiable values. So first of all, your values as a whole, your values are, think of them as your core beliefs in life, right? These are the truths that drive you, the things that are important to you, your compass in life. They guide your decision-making. They guide how you feel in different situations and different environments. When I say non-negotiable values, I'm now talking about the specific values that when it comes to a work environment, absolutely cannot be violated. Because we all have many values. We all have many things that are important to us. And your job will not always meet or satisfy those values, or all your values, I should say. So your non-negotiable values are those key values that if a job violates this value, guaranteed 100%, you are going to be unhappy. What are your work boundaries? Is it the compensation? Is it diversity? Is it honesty and integrity? Is it, what am I thinking of? Spirituality, morality, right? Like, what are the things that you think of as your work boundaries where when you think about the times now at work when you have felt really sort of offended and affronted, when you look back, you realize that there was a specific line that was crossed. There was a specific value that was violated, a specific boundary that was violated. When you look at those things, you start to pinpoint, okay, this is a non-negotiable for me. Wherever I go next, absolutely cannot violate this value because if they do, I know guaranteed that I will be unhappy. So your non-negotiable values serve as a boundary that helps you really figure out, okay, is this company environment going to be right for me? Is this industry even going to be right for me? You absolutely must clarify your non-negotiables before you leave any kind of unaligned work environment. The fourth thing, number four thing that you need to know before you leave that unaligned job are your zone of genius interest areas. So your zone of genius interest areas refers to those topics, those ideas, those concepts that just really enthrall you, that really engage you. Like when you're researching it, when you're working in it, when you're thinking about it, you get lost in time. Like you really just get sucked into the work that you're doing. And your interest areas are important because that is what determines or defines if you will be engaged and motivated in the work that you do. And engagement is so crucial for feeling fulfilled and aligned in your work. If you are not engaged in the work that you're doing, if you're not engaged in the work content, you're not engaged in the mission the company has, you're always going to feel sort of disjointed from the work. You're going to feel bored with the work. You're going to feel unmotivated to do the work, to show up in excellence. You're going to feel like, why am I even here? Right? Like you're just going through the motions day in and day out. Your zone of genius interest areas is pretty much what hooks you into the job that you're doing, that keeps you feeling engaged, feeling alive, so that when you're doing the work, It's like it pours back into you because your energy level rises. When we are operating in our zone of genius, it's when we are likely to enter what we call a state of flow. And this doesn't happen all the time at work, but you are more likely to experience state of flow when you're operating in your zone of genius. And so understanding what that is for you will allow you to identify the specific types of roles and industries that make the most sense for you to transition into when you're trying to leave that job you're in now. And so it's important that you really understand, what am I interested in right now? What are the different topics, ideas, and concepts that really pull me in that I can research for hours, I can learn about for hours, because you're going to want your work to be sort of aligned with those topic areas. This one is also important because I've worked with a few women who, or even just here on Instagram, like people have come and they'll say things like, I'm just trying to find my passion, or like, I'm so bored at work, I'm not engaged, I'm not motivated, I'm trying to figure out what my passion is because I lost my passion. And I'm always like, okay, first of all, your passion is not a set of keys that you lost, so there's nothing to find. But second, when we think about passion, passion is defined as an intense desire in something, an intense interest in something. Your passion comes out of your interests. And so if you are not clear on what your interests are, it makes it more difficult for you to ever figure out, or I should even say unlock, what your passion is. Because your passion is the fruit that grows out of the seed that is your interests. Because we all, similar to values, we all have many things we're interested in. I think, take myself, for example, I'm interested in career, which is why I do this work, but I'm also interested in plants and TV shows and books and makeup and jewelry and fashion. But am I going to go become a horticulturist because I love plants? No. Right, like, I don't have, like, I mean, I like doing it in my free time. I like taking care of my plants, but I don't really have an intense desire to get paid to take care of plants or to get paid to teach about plants. So when we think about interests, when we think of all the interests we have, the ones you start to spend the most time in, the ones that really hook you, as you go deeper into your interests, as you spend time learning about something, growing in it, whether this may be you're watching YouTube videos about it, you're reading books about it, you are going to conferences around it, you're doing work related to it. The more time you spend with an interest, the more you start, I should say, the more your passion really starts to unlock itself. Because it's like all that learning, if you think about that analogy I used at the beginning, if you think of your interest as a seed and you plant all these seeds, so the one that you are spending time learning about, watching videos about, researching, all of that good stuff, think about it as you're watering the seed, you're pulling out the weeds. And over time, you know, at the beginning, you might be wondering, okay, nothing's happening, I'm doing all this work. But really, the work is happening below the surface. The roots are growing. When we think of it, if I come back to plants, because yeah, once I bought like all my plants, I started learning about them, the roots are growing at the bottom. And so on the surface, it looks like nothing is happening. But one day you see this little bud come out of the soil. And then over time, it starts to grow and it germinates into this big plant or this big seed. The roots that were growing at the bottom, that is what I think of as you're solidifying the base of your passion. And so when the plant comes out on the surface, that is in itself passion. The plant came out of your interests. But you had to spend time on the interest. You had to learn about it. You had to go deeper into the interest for you to unlock the passion. And so if you've ever found yourself saying, I'm trying to figure out my passion, I'm trying to find my passion so I can find work I love, you're going to be looking for your passion for a long time. I mean, like, it's not funny, but it's like passion doesn't just magically drop in your lap. Passion is revealed while you are actively in action. And usually in action with your interests. And so it's key that you clarify what your interest areas are, specifically your zone of genius interest areas, before you leave that unaligned job. Okay? Number five thing that you need to know before you leave that job you hate is how to articulate your high power transferable skills. You absolutely need to know how to articulate your high power transferable skills before you leave that job you hate. And for you to be able to articulate something, you have to know what that thing is, right? Like you can't articulate what you don't know. So the first step is, what exactly are your high power transferable skills? Well, we know that transferable skills are those skills that can go from one context to another. So it's skills that you have in one space that you can use in multiple other spaces. But here's the catch, and this is especially true for you. If you've been in your career for 8, 10, 12 years, you have developed a lot of skills over time. Okay, you have multiple skills. But does having a skill automatically mean that you actually enjoy using that skill in your career? Not necessarily. A lot of times, by nature of us doing something over time, we just naturally become good at something. But if you do anything long enough, you will eventually become good at it. Even the things you don't hate. Or actually, even the things you hate, even the things you don't like is what I meant to say. So being good at something is not a metric for if you actually enjoy it. Your enjoyment of the thing, how you feel when you do it, that is what determines if you actually enjoy it. So high power skills are those skills that when we use them, we actually feel good about ourselves. Those skills that make us come alive, that make us really light up and feel strong and powerful and confident. All the skills you have are not high power skills. I remember about like 2 years ago or so, I think I want to say 2 years, I once worked with a client who had been in finance for years. And she said she kind of fell into finance because she had always been good at math, like just calculations, computations came naturally to her. And so at some point somebody said, you know, finance might be a good place to be. And so she transitioned into finance. And when she came to me, it was because she had been in finance for about 8 years. She wasn't happy. And in doing her work, one day she said, you know, I realized that even though I'm good at math, I don't really like it. And I was like, yeah, I figured that out pretty early on into our work together. And that doesn't say anything bad about you as a person if that resonates, because this is something that is really fostered in society, where whether it's as a kid, somebody says something like just an offhand comment, oh, you're so good at talking, you should be a lawyer. Or you're so good with people, you should be a counselor. People make comments like that all the time. But being good at something, again, is not a metric for enjoyment. So your high power skills are, what are, of all the skills you have, and again, I'm sure if you've been working for minimum 4 years, you have multiple skills. But do you enjoy using all those skills? The answer more often than not is no. And so you need to pause before you leave that job. It's important that you pause and ask yourself, of all the skills that I have, which of these skills do I actually enjoy using? Which of these skills actually light me up? Which of these skills actually make me feel good? And then, of these skills that make me feel good, which ones are transferable to a different context? And so once you have that clarity, then the next step is, okay, now how do I articulate that I have these transferable skills to a new context? And that's why I didn't just say you need to know what your skills are to transition out of an aligned job, because having the skill is not the same thing as being able to articulate it. And if you're trying to go into a new space, get a new job, you have to be able to tell the story of these skills. You have to be able to tell, paint a picture of how you can and will use these skills in a different context. And so it's important that you're able to articulate what your high power transferable skills are, because that will also help you better evaluate roles to determine, okay, as I look at these job descriptions, as I look at these responsibilities, what are the skills that are underlying what this company is asking for? What are the skills that are underlying what these roles are, the responsibilities are? What skills will I need to do to successfully accomplish these roles and responsibilities? So number five thing that you need to be able to do is articulate your high power skills in relation to whatever role it is that you're trying to transition into. Okay, so let's talk about the last thing you need to know before you leave that unaligned and unfulfilling job. What is number six thing that you need to know? The last thing you need to know is, what exactly is your transition plan? So before you leave that job that feels unfulfilling, that is unaligned, that is making you miserable, what is your transition plan? Because going on LinkedIn and doom scrolling at 2 a.m. and clicking the easy apply button is not a plan. One, you're probably not going to get a hear back from anybody because that's not a tailored way of job searching. Two, you're going to hear back from people and realize the jobs are unaligned, and then you end up in that cycle I talked about earlier. You need to pause and think, okay, yes, I'm ready to leave this job, but what is my plan? Am I going to need to develop certain skills for the new space I want to go into? What do my finances look like? That's a big one. Because, and this is one thing I tell my clients, you don't want to be making career decisions out of a place of financial desperation. Have I experienced the new thing I'm trying to transition into? Have I tested it out? Have I taken it for a test drive? What is the timeline for my transition? Because one, the average job search takes 3 to 6 months. And that's when you know what job you're looking for. You have the qualifications. You're just jumping into it. 3 to 6 months average. If you are transitioning from one role to another, from one industry to another, like you're making a pivot, your transition is probably going to take you more than that 6 months because there might be skills gaps that you need to close. There's networking that you need to do, relationships you need to build. And so you need to pause and ask yourself, what exactly is my transition plan? What is that going to look like? Am I going to need a bridge job in the middle of this moment of this transition I'm going on? Am I going to need to take a little bit of a hop before I get to the final destination? Like, what is that long-term plan going to look like? And what will I need to do to make that plan a reality? So if your plan is, oh, I need to save up 6 months of savings before I leave this unfulfilling job, what's that going to look like? Where is the money going to come from? Are you going to cut down spending? Are you going to make money on the side somewhere? If you're saying, oh, I need to develop my skill set because the place I need to go in, I want to go into, there's some skills gaps that exist. How are you going to do that? Are you going to take classes? Are you going to watch YouTube videos? How will you market it on your resume when the time comes? So you have to pause and ask yourself, what is my transition plan? How do I plan to get from point A to point B? And what are the steps that are in between, right? It's not just getting from point A to point B, but what do I need to do in each of those steps to get me to point B? Write it out, put timeframes next to it, put deadlines next to it so that you can follow it step by step and reduce the decision fatigue that can often occur when you're trying to transition careers. There's usually this decision fatigue of, is this the right job? Is this the right move? Should I say yes? Should I say no? If you have clear parameters for what you're looking for and you have a plan that you're following, each morning is just wake up, follow the plan. You cut down significantly on the amount of fatigue you experience from having to overly think about this transition that you're trying to make. So those are the 6 things that you need to know before you leave your unaligned job. But I want to reiterate, like, why exactly are these 6 things important? 1, they help you audit companies better. So when you are clear on your values, when you are clear on your interest, when you are clear on your transferable skills, the high power skills, the ones you actually want to use, it makes it so much easier for you to evaluate a role and determine, is this the right fit for me? Is this company right for me? Do I want to go in here? When you have clarity about these things, it increases the chances of you ending up in an aligned role, right? Like I talked about that cycle, that dissatisfaction cycle earlier. When you have clarity, you reduce drastically the chance of you ending up in a job. And then 3 months in, you're like, oh, I'm so unhappy. I hate this job. When you have clarity on these things, it gives you language that you can use to position yourself as an expert. Because if you're trying to transition out of an unaligned job into something more fulfilling, at some point you are going to need to communicate your value add. You're going to need to communicate the skill sets that you have. And you communicate your value add way better when you have clarity. And so knowing what these 6 things are will help you really clarify and articulate what you bring to an organization. Okay, so those are the 6 things you need to know before you transition out of that toxic and unaligned job. I'm going to pause here for those of you who are here live. Are there any questions I can answer before we wrap up today's live session? Let me know in the chat if there are any questions. I know I answered one earlier. I want to say, I think I saw another one. Oh no, it was a comment. Okay. I deal with folks that are usually in toxic environments, so I feel like I know too much and every workplace is meh. A lot of workplaces are meh, but I wouldn't say every. And that's just because by nature of being a counselor, when we say every workplace is meh, then we're speaking in absolutes and nothing is absolute. That's number one. Absolute language can lead to limiting beliefs. This can never happen to me. I should do this. This always happens. Nothing is absolute in life. So a lot of workplaces are meh, I will agree. A lot of workplaces have terrible management, terrible communication, terrible leadership. And at the same time, sometimes it's not that the workplace is trash, it's that the workplace is not aligned for you. And so it feels like trash. Because even something as basic as the pace of work in the environment that you're in will impact how satisfied you are. And sometimes we don't stop to check our work energy, the pace. Like some workplaces are really go, 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 calling you 24/7. We're always moving. But if that's not how you like to operate, if that's not your energy level, being in that workplace is going to make it feel really trash because it's unaligned. And that's why clarity is so important, because you really need to understand who you are, how you work, what is important to you, so that you can find a space that is aligned, because that significantly increases the chances of it not feeling like trash. So are there a lot of really terrible workplaces out there in the world right now? Absolutely, yes. But I wouldn't say every. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast. I hope that you are leaving with a new sense of what is possible for you in your career. Now, before you leave, can I ask a favor? Please leave a rating or a review on whatever platform you're listening to. And if you've already done that in the past, first, thank you. And feel free to just share this episode with somebody else you think might benefit. Thank you, and I'll catch you in the next episode.